Blog Talk Radio.
Another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.
Sliding down whatever hill we could find. I mean, a tremendous
tremendous, tremendous time. What a great time. But here we are today, all grown up, so we don't play in the snow like that anymore. But isn't it nice to have those memories? So what memories do you have of playing in the snow as a child? Well, today on the Coach Lalisa Show, we are going to be talking about a very, 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 very serious topic. We're going to teach you how to seize the moment. Now, I know some people struggle, as I did for a very, very, very long time, and a place that I don't want to go back to, which is living in procrastination. So I asked the question, does procrastination plague your life? Do you feel that you have things that you desire to do, but for some reason you just can't get it done? Now, we're going to take some calls today also, remembering now that on Fridays you can call in and talk about your business. So I'm going to take this first caller. Caller from area code 111, tell us your name and where you're calling from and ask your question or make your comment.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I'd like to share an experience about how I seize the moment and achieve success, if that's all right.
You can share that and tell us your name and what city, state, or country you're calling from.
Oh, my name is Jack Hoff, and I'm calling from Alabama.
Okay. Jack, you said?
Yeah, Jack.
Okay.
Well, I was working out one day, and I was really doing a lot of work on the back, you know, bend over and touch my toes and that sort of stuff, and then I looked at the wall and thought, you know, I could probably do something better there. So I went up against the wall, then I sat down and then put my back kind of against it, feet up over my head, and then...
Okay. I think that was a prank call, so we're just going to go on and skip to the next person. So, yes, if you would like to call and share how you have seized the moment, please, 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 you can absolutely raise your hand, and we will be glad to take your call. Okay, and let's see, we'll go switch back here to the chat room and welcome all of our guests in the chat room. Welcome guest 917 to the Coach Lalisa Show. Good morning, good morning. Welcome Miss Patricia. Welcome Mr. Paul. And I have some awesome, exciting news for you. Something is going to happen in February. I'm not going to tell you much more about it, but you're going to absolutely love it. It's something that I think is very unique. I don't think it's being done on any other radio show on internet. So it's going to be done first right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. Some of you who know me, you don't know me that well, but maybe you know this about me. I love doing things first. So when Miss Adele told me about her book, Do It First, Do It Fast, Do It Right, Do It Now, I was on it, y'all. I was on it because I love doing things first. And so I think this is going to be absolutely the first thing that has been done, and it's going to be done right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. It is big, 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 and hot, hot, hot. It's so hot, I'm not going to tell you about it. You just got to stay tuned with us. There we go again. Yes, Miss Patricia. Welcome also guest number 919. Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show, where we try to motivate you, move you, inspire you, and empower you to live the greatest life that you could ever imagine and one that you never even thought you'd ever have. Because in this show, we are going to stir up something inside of you that is very powerful. See, all of us have within us the ability to do great and marvelous things. I'm talking about the Gandhi type of things. I'm talking about the Dr. Martin Luther King type of things. I'm talking about the Mother Teresa type of things. Great, gigantic things. It is in all of us. And all it takes is a stirring. For some people, we just need to be stirred up. You could call it motivated. You could call it pushing, pulling. It doesn't matter. It's all the same. And some of us, people like myself and Dr. Empowerment and many others, no doubt some of you as well, we were born, saved, kept around for this purpose. This is our purpose, is to move and stir and get you motivated to explode. I like to use the word explosion, to be a life that you never, ever thought you could have. I'm telling you, it can happen in a moment, but you got to seize it. You have to learn how to seize the moment and take advantage of every single moment. Don't let it slide by. Don't let it go by. So if you have a seize the moment type of story that you want to tell us about, don't forget to call in 347-945-7991. Now, for some of you, I know you need an 800 number. We'll get back to you with that probably next week. And we also have some dynamic people coming on the air for you to help show you steps. I mean, that's what I love. I'm the type of radio show host. I love to bring on people that can give you the steps. And you may not find, there's other shows out here if you want to hear great stories, and that's wonderful. But I like to bring on people that can tell you the how to, because I know in life, a lot of times it's great to know something, but you can't do much with it if you don't know how to do it. So I want to welcome Miss Tina to the show. Welcome to the Coach Alicia Show. And also, of course, Mr. Paul from Tokyo, Japan. I know it's looking good over there. Can't wait to go. Ha, it did not snow in Georgia back then. Well, I'm sorry, Miss Patricia, you didn't get a chance to play in the snow, so why don't you go out now and play in it? And Mr. Paul says, okay, you loved it. All right. Okay, tomato. Uh-huh. Yes. Drink tomato. Okay, yeah, you could drink it. Yes, tomato. Awesome, awesome. Well, you just got to get into the chat room, y'all, if you want to chat it up with some people. So you can go to the chat room by logging into www.blogtalkradio.com/Coach Lil Lisa. Now, don't forget to go to my website, lilisajwilliams.com. That's LilisaJWilliams.com. Or you can go to my business website, www.performancestrategiesunlimited, performancestrategiesunlimited.com. And you can look at some of the services that we provide for businesses, that's small businesses, that's mid-sized businesses, and corporations as well, because we provide all types of workplace training, learning, and development. And so you want to train your staff to be able to do your job, to do their job. And then you also want to be able to manage their performance. So when employees are either underperforming or not performing at all, you want to be able to manage that, to kickstart them, jumpstart them, get them back rolling so that they are performing well. And so we're able to show you how you can kind of assess that, assess what they're doing, and assess how you can get your employees back on track, so that your greatest investment in your company, which is your human resources, your greatest investment is giving you the highest return you can get. So go to that website and you'll learn more about how you can contact us and contract us to come in and do training for you. So you have to seize the moment. Now, for those of you who struggle with procrastination, and I know a lot of people struggle with that. You know, it's the kind of comments of, I'll do it later. Well, I don't have time right now. Well, I'll get to it. And what happens if you keep doing that over and over and saying that more and more, you get into a rut. And then procrastination will take over your life. And literally, you'll never get anything done. And before you know it, 6 months has gone by, 1 year has gone by, even 5 years has gone by, and you'll look back and say, what did I achieve? And sometimes guilt and things like that begin to set in, and you begin to feel negative, and even it could lead to depression. out of that. I want to teach you how to seize the moment, how to take advantage of opportunities when it's hot, when it's time to take advantage of opportunities. Now, you don't want to drive yourself crazy with seizing the moment. You don't want to drive yourself crazy with it, but you want to do it right. You want to do it properly. And again, if you have any questions or comments in the chat room, please just go on and throw them in there. Make those comments, make those questions, and we will, you know, try to get to your comments and to your questions. So don't take for granted that seizing the moment is, you know, something that's so simple. It is a learned skill, and it is a skill that you can build up and you can perfect. So don't beat yourself up if you find that you're trying to seize the moment. You're trying to rid yourself of procrastinating type behaviors, and it's not happening right away. You just keep plugging away. Keep plugging away a little bit each day. And before you know it, you'll arrive at a place where you're living right where you want to be. But it does start with taking action. But unfortunately, too many people find themselves stuck in the rut of procrastination. And Napoleon Hill said that you should do it now. He says, do it now. That can affect every phase of your life. It can help you do the things that you should do, but don't feel like doing. So taking on that attitude, do it now. And I know for me, this was a place where I had to get to. And I can't even say where the procrastination, where it comes from. And it's just sometimes I think it just comes over time. Napoleon Hill also says that it can keep you from procrastinating when an unpleasant duty faces you. If you take on the attitude of do it now, and that's the same as saying seize the moment. Just take on that attitude. It has to be an attitude. It has to be a way of thinking, a way of living. And it says it can also help you to do those things that you also want to do, because it's, you know, it's bad enough to procrastinate on things that you don't really want to do anyway. But the sad part is when we begin to, when procrastination spills over into those things that we really want to do, and now we can't do it. That's really bad. That's when you really notice, wait a minute, hold up, I got to make a change here. So it would help you to seize these precious moments that, if they were lost, you can never, ever get them back. And that's what you don't want to do. You don't want to miss precious moments that you can never get back. You want to be able to seize the moment. So I want you to think about some things in your life that you need to seize the moment on. You know, when you have these days where you honestly are indecision. You just don't know what to do. You just don't know what you should do. I would say, clear your heart, clear your mind, and seize the moment. What do you have to lose? You see, some people spend their whole lives waiting for that one great, you know, extraordinary opportunity. But great people, they just launch in and take the opportunity. Just get it done. And I'm going to read you another quote from Joanne Wolfgang says, then indecision brings its own delays, and days are lost, lamenting over lost days. Are you in earnest? Seize this very minute what you can do, or dream you can. Begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. And you know, that is so true. I have found that to be so true. When you are bold, be bold. Take the opportunity. In it, he says, there's genius and power and magic. Step out on greatness. Step out on your faith. Don't wait. Don't wait for some extraordinary opportunity. sees the little common situations, the little tiny things that don't seem like much, doesn't look like much, sees that anyway, there will be something great and powerful behind it. That has been the story of my success. It hasn't been a story where there were these gigantic opportunities facing me and I jumped on them. No, the story of my success has been where I took these little teeny tiny opportunities that did not seem like anything. As a matter of fact, it seemed like something I should just walk away from. But because I walked into it, it opened the door of gigantic opportunities. Every single time. I can't tell you over and over and over. And I know I've shared some of these things with all of you before, and somewhere along the way you've heard about it. Yes, Patricia says, that's what I'm doing this year, Coach. I'm taking one day at a time and working on one project at a time. That's right. I'm telling you, it's the little bitty opportunity that didn't seem like much. It almost seemed like you were going to retreat or lose out, or that it was going to wind up being a deficit. And what happened? It turned up being a humongous plus. I'm telling you. Listen, let me tell you what happened. Okay, you all, I see now. I'm going to have to give you some examples because I see that you're not with me. You're not following me here. Okay, here we are. Let me tell you about some little opportunities that turned out to be humongous. All right, I didn't wait for the great. And by the way, truly great people and truly successful people, they do not hear me good. You might want to write this down. Get your pen, your paper, your typewriter, your computer, your laptop, your desktop, or whatever you're calling it. Get it and write this one down. Here it is. Great people, do not wait for opportunities. They make them. M-A-K-E. Okay, let me spell that one more time. Now, if I was in the military, this is what we would tell the recruits. Read my lips. In other words, get this. Hello? You know, anyone home? We, great people, they do not wait. W-A-I-T. They do not absolutely know. No. You cannot tell me that. I'm not going to buy that. I'll buy a lot of things you tell me, but I just cannot buy that great people who are achieving much success wait for opportunities, because they don't. That's not in their vocabulary. That's not in their mind. That's not in their thinking. It's not in their psyche. It's not in their character. They just simply don't do it. They don't wait for opportunities. They make them. M-A-K-E. Now, if you see that they're not doing anything, if it looks like they're at rest, it's because they're thinking and creating another opportunity. And if, when they're done, they will go and put it into action. That's what they do. And so you have to really, now, you know, some people would say, wow, Lalisa, you just gave away a tremendous insight and somewhat secret to greatness that some people would charge for. Well, I don't need to charge for that because, well, in a way I do. So if you purchase my book, you know, you paid for it essentially because I talk about it in there. All right. We said success leaves clues. I mean, you can watch a successful person and pick that up. That's how I learned it. And then, of course, I purchased a few books here and there. I talked to people like Dr. Dennis Kimbrough and others. You know, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, he actually wrote a book, What Makes the Great Great. And he went around and he interviewed hundreds and hundreds of great people, well-known and unknown. And he asked them, what makes you great? What did you do? What's your secret? And I'm here. Yes, I know I'm spilling the beans, and some people that wanted to keep this a secret, yes, they probably would that Louisa can't keep anything to herself. Well, God knew that when he kept me alive and put me and gave me a platform, such as the Coach Louisa Show. He knew that I couldn't keep it to myself. I'm sharing it. Why? Because I just believe that there's enough for everybody. See, at some point, some people say, well, I believe in abundance, unlimited resources. But you can't tell in their lifestyle that they believe it. Now, yes, so here's the thing. Great people make opportunities. They don't wait for them. You heard that right here in the Coach Louisa. And, you know, believe it or not, we have, you might see in the chat room, right, you might say, oh, there's only two or three of us here. And you may say, if you were on the switchboards, you may say, oh, there's only five or six or seven of us here. But guess what? When I go back and I listen to the, or I go back and I look at the numbers of how many people tuned into the show, it shows a much greater number. A lot of people, they go and they listen to the archives. Or you could be listening in another format. And that's why, because of the information that is given out here, it is life-changing. Because for some people, that is going to change your life. Stop waiting for an opportunity. Now, will an opportunity come to those who wait? Possibly. But when? Who knows? A year from now, 5 years from now, 20 years from now. That opportunity may come when you're 75. That's great. There's nothing wrong with that. If you live to be 75, I'm sure you will welcome the opportunity. But you're going to be pretty, you might be a little bit, you know, put off if you realize that you could have did that 40 years ago, 55 years ago, 100 years ago. Because you could have created the very opportunity. Why do you think you see young people that are like 9 and 10 and they have to start their own businesses? Because they seize the moment. They created the opportunity. They didn't wait for the stereotype that says you have to be 35, have worked 10 years on a steady job, and saved $35,000 to start a business. No, they didn't buy into that. They started at 9 years old, didn't have a dime, didn't know nothing about much, and they started a business. They seize the moment. And you can seize the moment, or you can wait for an opportunity to come your way. And I guarantee you, you're going to be waiting for a while. No doubt you may have already been waiting too long. And so that this message today is like a refreshing water to you. This message today is like taking a bath, like taking a shower after having been playing out in the mud. Because it's refreshing. It's like, you know, drinking a Mountain Dew on a hot, sunny day. It's refreshing. And for those of you who don't like Mountain Dew, well, Sprite, 7-Up, Coca-Cola, whatever you drink, orange juice, water, what have you, whatever refreshes you. It's refreshing to know that you have to make it happen for you. You can wait, though. You're welcome to wait. And we call that procrastination, by the way, just in case you weren't sure what procrastination really is. That's what it is. There is an opportunity that you can make happen for you. Great people make opportunities. They don't wait for them. You have to enjoy the moment right now. You have to take the opportunity right now and do it. You know, there's an old Chinese proverb that says, the gods cannot help those who do not seize opportunities. So, you know, and when I was growing up, we would hear my mother say things like, well, the Lord, you take one step and he'll make two. You know, I actually thought that was scripture. You know, God does with you what you'll do for yourself, that kind of. He helps those who help themselves, that helps the people that help themselves. But it's a principle nonetheless. It's a law, but nonetheless. Go make it happen. Get action. Seize the moment. Don't wait. What are you waiting? By the way, let me just ask you a question. You know, this is just you and me, and this is just, you know, us here, Coach Lisa and you. By the way, what are you waiting on? I'm just curious. What are you waiting for? More money? What are you waiting for? You're waiting to meet the right people? I'm telling you, if a 9-year-old child could start a business with no money, living at home with their parents, don't even have a high school diploma yet, haven't even gotten to high school, if they can start a business, why can't you? I'm just curious as to why, when you have so much more going on than them. There's a young man, and I'm going to see if I can find his interview. I interviewed him for about 5 minutes. He was very gracious, and he was in the midst of going on stage to tell his story before thousands, and he stopped and gave me a short interview, Mr. Farrah Gray. Some of you know of him. He wrote the book, Millionaire, and he's written a couple other books, I believe, since then. He made his first million when he was age 16 from a food business that he sold, Farrah Foods. Now, here's a young man that seized the moment. He started a business at a very young age. He actually is Dr. Farrah Gray. He's been a doctorate that's been bestowed upon him. And I think he deserves a doctorate with the knowledge that he has. Seize the moment. What are you waiting for? What do you know how to do that you can turn that into a business? And here's the thing. You don't have to know how to do it. This kid did not, I think the first thing he began to sell was like lotion or soap or one of those. You cannot convince me that this kid knew how to make soap or lotion, whichever one it was. Okay, so some of it's true, yes, go and do something that you know how to do, but you don't have to know how to do it. Go learn how to do it. Go and learn how to do it. You know, he was very smart. I'm laughing because sometimes the things that we put off doing because we say we can't, I'm wondering, is that simply an excuse? Is it simply an excuse? Here he, now, you know, a 9-year-old makes lotion. What does he know about making lotion or soap, either one? Now, I know I used to watch the Beverly Hillbillies when I was a child, and it fascinated me that Granny, remember Granny, used to make all that stuff in her kitchen, and she used to make soap. So, I don't know, maybe he used to watch Beverly Hillbillies, I don't know, and he, you know, caught on to the ingredients that she used. But he took a product that everybody needs. I mean, come on, you can't, in most places, you need soap and lotion. So that was very wise of him to come up with something that, you know, there was a market for. But you could come up with, there's almost a market for everything, all right? You just got to either find the market or you can develop the market. You can make people want things, you know. I thought one of the greatest seizing of the moments that I passed up that I wished I had gotten into earlier, and I tease all of my students at Essex County College with this concept, was the white T-shirt sale. Remember about, 10 years ago when white T-shirts was such a hot commodity that you could not go in any store and pretty much find them on the shelf because it sold like hotcakes. And I remember there was... you could go in a Macy's, a Nordstrom's, I mean, really big stores here in New Jersey, and find white T-shirts scarce because everybody was wearing the white T-shirt. And I just thought that was hilarious. Something so simple, something that I remember my grandfather you know, wearing, and then it becoming a cleaning, you know, cloth around the house after it got old and worn. Here it was, a hot commodity sold in all the major stores. I just thought that was hilarious that someone sees the moment. And see, the moment passed. Now nobody's into the white T-shirt like that. But they seized the moment. Somebody made a fortune, and no doubt several people did. Well, what moment are you passing up that you ought to be seizing, taking advantage of it? And here's the thing, remember, you're seizing a moment to create something great for yourself. It might be seizing a moment to go back to school. Why procrastinate about that? Why keep saying you're going to wait till tomorrow? You know, for procrastinators, here's the reality, and I know about being a procrastinator. I know firsthand about procrastination. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt and the medal. Here's the thing. Tomorrow never comes. Never. You keep saying you'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes for the procrastinator. So you may as well do it today. Do it today. Do it now. Do it fast. Do it now. Do it better. And I know right now Adele is rolling on the floor laughing as she's listening to this. But do it right now. Seize the moment. So you have to have good judgment, though, because, okay, you may seize the moment on something that doesn't work out for you. Take what you can take from it, learn from it, and move on. Learn to move on from things very quickly. Don't stay around too long in things that were a bad decision. But don't be afraid to seize the moment because of some bad decision that you made in the past. Remember, people think that being a business owner, you know, it's some people think that, well, you know, you're taking these risks, and because you take these risks, that leaves you so vulnerable to failure or great loss. Well, keep in mind, though, that business owners, they take a certain type of risk. They take what we call calculated risk. And what we do is, very quickly, we add up what this risk is going to cost us. You see, we add it up very, very quickly, like almost like, you know, speed racer in our mind. We're calculating, okay, if I do this, that'll happen. If I do that, that'll, you know, like that's how our mind is thinking. And so we've calculated what the risk is going to cost. And then we take the risk. We say, okay, well, if I start a new business, if I open up a new product, if I launch a new concept, well, what I'm going to lose some time over here. I might lose a few thousand dollars over there. But what I'm going to gain is the experience of knowing this and that. And so once you calculate it up, boom, you go on and you step into it. You step into it. Now, if you calculate very quickly and you see that you're going to stand to lose a lot more, then that's the risk that you do not take. But once you, you know, do that quick calculation and it comes up that your return on your investment is going to net you a profit or some type of a gain, you go on and you take the risk, even if it doesn't work out, but because you've gained so much in the process. Like some people, when they launch into a new territory, like you may, like just to say you want to expand your business into another city, another state, another country, you're going to have to, there's some risks that are associated with that. One, you know, time, you got to, how are you going to find the people? How are you going to make it work? Well, you calculate all that up, but here's the thing. Now you get to, you know, try something that you never tried before. You get to meet people that you never met before. You may even meet some business partners over there that maybe that business didn't work, but maybe another one will. And then you can get, and you can still expand. You're expanding your knowledge. You're expanding your network. You may decide and find out and open up that you found a whole new love for something. So you've got to learn to take risk if you're going to have this, remember now, this seizing the moment must become our attitude. Just like we, remember we took on the attitude of for those women here on the Coach and Lisa show, some of us, we've taken on the attitude that we're a Bond girl. That means we're business women, we're intelligent, and we're independent. So we took that on, and we begin to tell ourselves that. Well, now you're going to take on this attitude that I'm going to seize the moment. And remember, great people, we create opportunities. We don't wait for them. So get out of the, you have to leave the land of waiting for an opportunity. We create them. Therefore, that's like a calculation. That's like a better calculation. Because if you just wait for one, you don't know if it's the right fit or not. But when you sit and plan it and plan the opportunity, now you've got a better fit. Now, I know some people, see, and I know I just let you into, I'm telling you, a humongous secret, believe me, you. And I know a lot of people just weren't doing that, and if they were doing it, they weren't sure what they were doing. But that's what we're doing. We create opportunity for ourselves. It's almost like people who create jobs. Ah, good morning in the chat room. Yes, business women, that's right. We're intelligent, we're independent, we're Bond, B-O-N-D, as in James Bond. And don't forget, we got some exciting things coming for you next month. I can't tell you about it. It is so big and so awesome. You're going to absolutely love it. We have some new things that we're adding to the Coach Lalisa show. So we want to make sure that you're here. We also want you to partner with the Coach Lalisa show. You can email me at info@lilisajwillias.com. Email me for some partnership information. We'd love for you to partner with the Coach Lalisa show as we begin to expand. There's an opportunity. See, I'm trying to get you to, now there's an opportunity that you can seize the moment to partner so I can send the information to you. Also, for those of you business owners who want some, you want some help with your business to grow your business, we have also some consulting, business consulting that we can roll out to you. I can send you the information on that. For those of you who want to publish that book, I know you got that book you want to self-publish. You need to attend our self-publishing webinar that we're doing, myself and Adele Foster. So you can email me or inbox me from Facebook for that, and we'll send you the link to that. We do have a free webinar for you that will tell you how you can sign up and take advantage of our self-publishing training package, where we will show you from A to Z how to get your book published. Again, if you are a business owner, it's a nice, wonderful promotional marketing tool for you. And for those of you who have a story that you want to share, a nice stream of income to come for you, I'm trying to get you to seize the moment. Seize the moment. Take that opportunity. And so you can contact me for that information. Also, we are having our writer and publisher convention on March the 12th. Mark your calendar. We would love for you to come out, take advantage of that. For those of you who want to be trained for public speaking, motivational speaking, you can contact me for those classes. I'm telling you, this is an opportunity that you can create for yourself, a career, an income, a lifestyle that you can enjoy. We're doing it, and we're doing it big. If you want to talk to students, if you want to talk at the colleges, at the schools, if you want to talk with your church groups, ministry groups, if you want to speak to corporations, it is there for the taking. It is the hottest thing going. Empowerment is the new black. So for those of you who don't know and you want to seize an opportunity, this is the opportunity. Empowerment, and trust me, there is enough people to empower. You got to take the limits off your mind. No limits. You got to be unlimited to. The opportunities are endless. Sometimes our spectrum is so small, but you got to think big. There are about 7 billion people in the world that need to be empowered. Now, here's another opportunity I'm going to throw out there that you can seize. Here's an opportunity that you need to seize. You need to learn another language. You need to learn whether it's Japanese, Chinese, Spanish, French, whatever. You need to be learning another language now. This is a time to seize the opportunity. We're already in a global market. We're here. It's done. It's a done deal. We're not going global. We're not getting ready to be international. It's done. Right now, other countries are teaching their little kids that are like a baby. They're teaching them English, okay, so that they can capitalize on business, opportunities, jobs, and education. And we are lagging behind. So you want to do this. If nothing else, just to be able to put it on your curriculum vitae or to put it on your resume. Yes, Anata Wahuta Hamanase. Yes, I just said something in Japan. I'm sure that came from Paul. Yes, Paul. Yes, Paul. It is true. You're absolutely right. Paul said you are speaking the truth. As Paul, I found that to be true. And we wait. I'm not sure what we're waiting for, but we need to seize the opportunity. What happens if an opportunity opens in Europe or other parts of Asia or Japan or wherever, and we cannot speak another language? We are already behind, and we have these opportunities to seize the moment. Now, you may say, Lil Lisa, I'm so busy. Where in the world am I going to get the time to do this? Now, I know about being busy. Believe me, you. Well, here's where you're going to get it. Ah, it means to speak the truth. Awesome. Anata Wahuta Hamanase. Okay. Anata Wahuta Hamanase. There you go. See, I can speak. I just spoke Japan that quick. It doesn't take long. You see what I'm saying? Very, very, very simple. And it means to speak the truth. So here's the thing. You can shut off 1 or 2 hours of television a week. That's not going to really hurt your television watching life very much. We got to do it. And if you want, we can do it together. I love Adele. She always talks about having these accountability partners. Let's partner up with somebody and get that accountability, all right? And be accountable to one another to learn a language. And therefore, make ourselves more interesting. Make people want to do business with us. You can learn another language. And if you have children, you know, okay, that's fine to put him or her in football camp, soccer camp, ice skating camp, whatever. Put them in a foreign language camp. If your child's school is not teaching your child a foreign language, you go and you do it. You find a way to get your child, niece, nephew, godchild, whatever you want to call it, grandkid, you get that child to learning a foreign language. This way, it becomes regular behavior for them. I'm telling you, by 2020, if your child can only speak one language, they are going to be left behind. Okay, come on. You don't even have to know much about the No Child Left Behind law to know that. Your child is left behind if they are not astute in science. They're left behind. Okay, you know, wake up. Maybe I need to play that Pearl Melvin and Blue Notes song. I mean, Pearl Melvin and the Blue Notes, I think it was. Years ago, they said, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in here. It's time to do things a different way. And that was 20-something, 30 years ago they made that song. Well, it's appropriate today. He said, teachers, it's time to teach a new way. It is time that we parent a new way. It's time that we seize the moment. Don't let the moment slip. Have to have the attitude of seizing the moment. wait. Good things wait. Good things are waiting for those. Don't forget, great people, they don't wait for opportunities. They make opportunities. You're not going to be thoughtless about your risk. You're going to think about it. Okay? There's another quote that says, men make history, and not the other way around. In periods where there is no leadership, society stands still. Progress occurs when courageous, skillful leaders seize the opportunity to change things for the better. That was what Harry S. Truman said. When are you going to create the opportunity? When are you going to look in the mirror and realize that you're not waiting for a leader? You are the leader. You're not waiting for a change. You are the change. You're not waiting for something great. You are something great. You're not waiting for things to get better. You're going to make them better. I don't know how many people are waiting for the economy to turn around. It just blows my mind. Oh, I'm waiting for the economy. I'm waiting for the economy. But you know what? You're going to keep on waiting. And more than likely, you were waiting before the economy got like this. Come on, people. Wake up. Seize the moment. You don't wait for the economy to turn around. You have to make it turn around in your life. Make it turn around. Go and do what you can do right now, and you will see it turn around. Be excited about it. You know, there's another quote. Now, believe it or not, some of these are coming from people that have long since left this earth, but their quotes live on. Benjamin Franklin said, what is the recipe for successful achievement? He says, to my mind, there are just four essential ingredients. And remember, Benjamin Franklin created so many things. He said, choose a career you love. Give it the best there is in you. Seize your opportunities and be a member of the team. You're joined, if you're listening to the Coastal Elite Show, you have joined the team that seizes the moment. You know, somebody else said, seize the day and put the least possible trust in tomorrow. Don't wait for tomorrow. Seize the day. Somebody else said this. He said, what is opportunity and when does it knock? You know, people say, oh, when opportunity knocks, make sure you answer. But this quote says, what is opportunity? When does it knock? He says, it never knocks. You can wait a whole lifetime listening, hoping, and you will hear no knocking, none at all. Why? Because you are the opportunity, and you must knock on the door leading to your destiny. You prepare yourself to recognize opportunity, to pursue and seize opportunity as you develop the strength of your personality and build a self-image with which you are able to live with your self-respect alive and growing. And that's what I talk about in Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. It is a book about seizing the moment, seizing the opportunity. Don't wait. Don't wait. Do it today. Yes, Paul in the chat room says that. He's quoting from Harry S. Truman. He says, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. All right, and right. Kudos, yes. Patricia says, I learn a new language because my grandkids are Spanish and Guyana. Absolutely. That's right. You'd better learn. Why not? Seize the moment. You're a businesswoman or man. You're intelligent. You're independent. Why not? Turn off the TV for a little bit. Oh, yes, Paul says in the chat room, my dad was in the kitchen when he said that. Yes. That's right. You got to get out of the kitchen. Come on, people. Let's make it happen for ourselves and for others. Seize the moment today. Seize the moment. Remember, successful people that are doing great things, believe me, you, they didn't wait for an opportunity. They created an opportunity. They made the opportunity. What opportunities are you making for yourself and your family? Make the opportunity. Don't wait for it. Make an opportunity of success. Make an opportunity of greatness. Start that business. Start that new business. Don't wait for your business to grow. How many of you raise your hand? No, I'm serious. How many of you raise your hand? Because I know I did it, so I know you did it. You're waiting for your business to grow. You're like, oh, I'm waiting. I hope my business grows. It's not going to grow by you waiting for it. You got to make it grow. M-A-K-E. Make it happen. Do you know how long I waited to sell more books? Oh, I'm just waiting for more people to buy more books. Guess what? They're never going to buy them. You got to make it happen. People have a clothing business. Well, I'm waiting for more customers to come. They're not coming. Okay, keep waiting. And let me know. Email me. info@lalisajwilliams.com. Email me when waiting for something made it happen for you. I'm just curious. Raise your hand if you may have an example. You can tell me in 2 minutes or less. Raise your hand and tell me how you got something great because you waited for it. Other than if you tell me, well, I waited for the Holy Spirit and I got that. Well, that's true because he told you to wait. And when you waited, that actually was action because you had to go to the upper room. So you actually, you were still in action. Show me how you ever got anything great by not taking action. Action. That's why I love the whole 007 concept because you got to, because that's what I think about. When I think about being a Bond girl, I think about taking action. So anyway, next is all we have time for today. I hope you're really going to seize the moment today. Seize it. I'm going out and I'm seizing something new. I'm going to create another opportunity. I've already created several of them. You're going to hear about it. February, we're launching so many new things because we seized the moment and we're creating opportunities. That's who we are today. You wanted to know how we were going to do it big for 2011? That's the two things we're going to do. We're going to seize the moment, and we're going to create opportunities. That's the new thing we're doing. Yeah, just 90 seconds left. Don't forget to tune back in Monday. We have a great show for you coming. We have awesome things happening. You don't want to miss out on any of them. Definitely, we got a new rollout for February. Please don't miss out. I can't tell you about it until next week. It is launching, and it is hot. It is big. It's phenomenal. Never done before on internet. So, you're going to experience it. We got just 60 seconds left. Don't forget, if you need private coaching sessions, if you want to sign up for my life coaching, if you want to be a coach, call me, 888-714-7776, and don't forget, your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams. Do all you can today. Don't wait for tomorrow. And remember, you got to keep moving on up. This has been the Coach Lalisa.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today.
And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Felicia Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.